Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Okay. I don't know what you're going to
say. My first thought when I thought Shida looked uncomfortable when she met Bilal's kids, my first thought was, does she think, are these his fucking kids for real? Or is this another fucking prank?
These look different than the pictures.
Are these fake kids?
Are these fake, y'all?
Are these your real kids?
I don't know if Shida is shy or if she's just so fucking shell-shocked and traumatized.
I think it's a combination of all those things. I think she's also awkward.
Yes.
She's also not used. I don't think she's used to being social with people outside of her own family and circle.
No.
Often.
She's. Are we going to go down to the basement to play pool? Or are you going to kill me? She doesn't know.
Y'all, I think that's
a reality game.
That's part of it.
That's part of it. I think so, too. We're just jumping right into
house.
It. It was a good episode.
This is reality games. Episode 5, Breast Intentions.
Breast Intentions. And, ooh, we're going to talk about that. Boy. I'm calling it now.
Just set a match and strike it for all y'all, because ain't no topic that makes people fight more like breastfeeding.
I am so glad I don't get involved on Reddit because
it's going to be a shit show.
Emily and Kobe are going to be, I think, one of the most divisive 90-day fiancé couples, full stop.
I think she's going to be the villain of this season. Even with Bilal there, but I think women are going to come for her even more.
Well, they do. Yeah,
yeah.
I think
for especially what she did on this episode.
If we know from Kim and Kyle from Cray Cray, Kim always gets way more shit than we or Kyle get.
It's I think there's also she's with this man who seems, besides all the you shouldn't breastfeed because those boobies are mine stuff. She's also got a controlling aspect to her in all things involving her child.
She's learned to let a lot of things go, Emily.
And
yeah,
and especially because it's the thing that I kept thinking. We'll go into it because we're going to talk about them first. But the thing I kept thinking is, And you were so, the first night you had to spend with him. You were that controlling. Now you're going to be super controlling about how he interacts with your child.
Yes.
And you're not even going to talk about it.
Yeah. Did we record? Yes, we're recording. I'm just making sure if you're sitting classless right here.
I think she told you right away how things were going to go. And then her fucking grandma told you right away that we kind of do what Emily tells us to do.
And then the sign on the kitchen windowsill said the same thing.
We do what Emily says?
No, you didn't. It said, the mom's the boss. So there literally was a sign on the windowsill when he was making guacamole with his mother-in-law.
I think they meant in the kitchen, but maybe not.
Maybe not. Anyway.
Oh, let's talk about, y'all, we have a couple of announcements. I know it's some of your favorite parts of the show.
I will say this. I just want to say, I really like this season so far.
And
no, I like it because
I don't like anything.
But but I like it for the most part. These are, we're back to a little bit. Even influencer Jabri and Miona, who weren't on this episode.
I did not miss them.
We're back to real problems on 90 Day Fiancé.
That
we're back
is true.
To real people with. It's not like on The Other Way, or especially on Before the 90 Days, where you're like, "Come on."
You mean like the real problems when you, you know, it's the same old story when you take your fiancé to a house that's not yours.
Yeah,
you know, same old trope.
Same old hope. Y'all, speaking of 90 Day Fiancé, we've got another ménage à trois coming this week.
Oh yes,
with Married to Reality.
Married to Reality, John and Teresa.
John and Teresa.
We talked about a 90 Day Diaries episode.
We did.
That aired a couple of weeks ago. We had a great time with them. We found out a little bit about their background as an international couple.
Yeah, a lot of people think they're a 90 Day couple. They're not. They're an international. There's a difference. To find out why, listen to the show. Because we asked them. I think part one is on our feed.
Yes,
and part two is going to be on their feed.
We had a great time.
We had a wonderful time. That's going to drop on, we kept hitting on John.
Yes.
That's going to drop on Thursday.
It was okay because Teresa was in the closet the whole time.
Literally, he put her in a closet and she was fine with it. Anyway, they're really funny and I've listened to their show before and after. Their show's great, Married to Reality. You should, they talk about Below Deck.
They also do that. And
Married at First Sight.
Married at First
y'all,
Sight.
Y'all keep coming. If you want a Married at First Sight podcast, there you go.
If I were to do all of this over again.
Yes.
And if I had the chance to do it all again.
I feel like I wouldn't be here.
Save that. I promise I wasn't going to say that.
If you could see his face on the intimate portrait, y'all. That's our $15 tier, by the way, on our Patreon.
It would be me and Ryan Gosling talking about 90 Day Fiancé.
And talking would be an OnlyFans video.
And I would just say, it's not much fun when you're having opinions. Yeah, just listen to me, honey.
Mm-hmm. Can you fuck me like that character in Drive? Just angry?
God.
In that bomber jacket?
Oh, that fucking jacket. Y'all, I could... him in that jacket... That's so, he could do unspeakable things to me in that jacket.
I know.
No, I was saying that if I had the chance to do it all over again, I wonder if 90 Day Fiancé is obviously huge, but if we had jumped on the Married at First Sight bandwagon, that would have been our second show because it's very similar.
I wish we did.
And it's too big of a, it's a fucking behemoth.
I still want to do it, but I don't know how to wrap my arms around it.
It's like I'll say this. Maybe if we ever form a podcast network, we'll have another podcaster recapping it.
I'm not going to do that.
I just said.
If we're going to form a podcast network?
Maybe. I've got dreams.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want
to
handle.
I just choose to announce them on the podcast.
I'm already handling one artist. I'm not handling any other.
We'd have other producers.
No,
I
don't know.
Sorry,
I don't like
if I want a brand.
I don't like this. Well, speaking of things you announce on the podcast, so we're doing The Family Chantel in a couple of weeks when it comes out?
Are we not doing that? Season three. We're not doing it. We're starting with Classless.
Yeah, we don't have time for it. It's jumping to in this new season.
Yeah, we're starting with Classless.
We just finished Bling Empire.
Yes.
That just finished that up. We have to watch two more episodes of that. And then we've got Plathville that's coming back.
Plathville's coming back for season four and I can't wait because I kind of miss them when they're not here.
I did too.
I miss Mariah. What? I miss Ethan and Olivia.
We're going to get a lot of...
I miss Micah.
We're going to get a lot of Mama Plath saying she's not happy in her life, in her marriage, and she's going to be discovering herself. And teaching dance, and she's going to be doing, I bet, things like Zumba and all this new dance stuff.
Pass.
Well, we're going to watch it.
If there was one thing you told me that would make me not want to watch, it'd be more Mama Plath.
We're going to get a lot of it. Get ready.
The only thing that could make me watch even less is more Papa Plath, because he creeps me the fuck out.
Well, I think he'll be going, I don't understand these women ways of not finding ourselves.
Well, and they're gonna address, I think, the Max Mariah breakup.
They are.
This season.
They are.
So there's that, and you guys, our charity in the Sissy Squad this month, that unless you're been under a rock, you know that women's choice and just bodily autonomy for people who have uteruses.
Uterati.
The uterati.
Uterati. I don't know why they have the plural.
But that's under attack, and who knows what's going to happen soon. Our charity for this month, for the month of May, and we've raised close to $2,000. I think we're going to probably get hit it. But it is the National Network for Abortion Funds, which actually helps women if God forbid, if abortion becomes
illegal,
still not the law of the land, and some states will, you cannot get an abortion, that those are the funds set aside for women to travel to different states.
Yeah.
So that's what that is for, not to go out on the street and say, hey, lady, want an abortion?
No, y'all,
you know,
buy your Levi's jeans. Companies like, did you hear what?
Yes.
Yeah, there's other companies too, but I know Levi's and other countries said that they would. Did Amazon say it too?
I don't know.
But basically that they would help their employees if they have to travel out of state to get, they will get an abortion. They will pay for their travel expenses.
The other thing we want to talk about is, I guess we just say it.
Whoop,
also,
whoop,
announcement.
Whoop. This is a huge announcement. Like, big. This is bigger than when Poodle came back from China. This is bigger than when I met Harry, what's his name, from Too Hot to Handle outside.
Harry Jousy.
And he couldn't remember me. This is bigger than when Jake first got dicked down by a hot man in Chile.
Ooh, that was a good time. That was big. That was a very big moment in my life.
Literally, figuratively,
I can still taste the ceviche.
Wow.
At the corners of his mouth.
Wow.
That just disgusted a lot of you out there. They have really good ceviche in Chile.
That's good to know. But speaking of international,
we're going to London, Governor.
We're going to London, Governor. Crossing the pond.
Hello. We're going to be there. We're going to be there in a week.
We're going to be there in a week.
And we're there for like a week.
Yes.
And it's to speak at a podcast conference called The Podcast Show.
The Podcast Show. Basically, our podcast
network.
Very
big
network.
European conference.
This is only happening, honestly, because of the beautiful women at Womentu. But I love that Acast, our podcast network, is the majority of people that work at our podcast network, I believe, are women.
I feel like our team, especially, exclusively
that's what I love
women.
Yeah, and but they have generously offered. We're speaking on a panel
about reality television.
Yes, so we're going to be speaking at a panel in London, and so because y'all know we can't afford to go last minute.
I don't know how we're going to act. I don't know.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Very much decorum if I can talk about dicks.
I don't know. I don't know. Are there different words for them?
Willy.
A willy licker.
A wanker.
A wanker. A wanker spanker.
That's also like a shitty person. Like
how
a
do
dick.
You say an old fashioned in London-ish?
I don't know either.
Anyway, we're going, but we need your help. Sissies.
And we're not asking for money.
No, we're not. We really want, and we have some feelers already out there, so don't be offended, but we really would like to schedule we would like to have a meetup and sell tickets for a meetup somewhere at like a bar that probably could host, we imagine, between 50 to 100 people in London. In London proper.
We are staying, I believe it's in Kensington where we're staying.
I think
staying.
We're in that area.
We don't mind traveling
we'll
to somewhere.
We'll take the loo and mind the cat.
Somewhere. We've got to not do that over there. Because insulting.
I got to get it out now. I can't do that there. I cannot do that there. It's going to be really difficult.
You can't shake your head like you're Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, it's true. I did just buy a nail polish, though, from Olive and June called the Queen Scone. I'm going to wear it when I'm
there.
Oh,
wow.
I'm excited.
So if you are a British sissy who lives near London, if you have ideas for a venue where we could do this, we just don't know.
Now, and listen. You have to have a connection. You can't just say, I fucked this bartender.
Or I live downstairs from a bar. I don't know.
I don't know anybody. Like, you actually maybe know an owner, a manager, someone we could potentially talk to.
Yeah.
We're not saying this is going to happen, y'all, because it's so
and
last
we're just,
minute.
We're just, this is like a Hail Mary. We're throwing it out. I thought we'd talk about it on the podcast and
We would do a live show, but we don't have enough
there
time,
is
to,
no
book
time
theater,
to book a
sell
theater,
sell tickets. So we thought at least we could do for our sissies. We would love to
We would
do
love
a
to meet our London fans or anybody who wants to drive in.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't. So you
just drive in from Scotland. That's fine.
Some of you Irish people can
actually
come over to. You'd probably have to find childcare.
Yeah,
I know it's hard to find for your 15 kids.
Anyway,
yeah, Irish people have the best sense of humor in the world.
They do.
So
we're very excited.
Just leave them at home with that.
Poodle's already turned his scruff on to traveling.
Oh, I have.
I know you have.
I'm already talking to the boys.
Oh boy.
Soho is ablaze.
We definitely told them we need separate rooms.
That's not even an option anymore.
Not an option. So, I snore and he fucks.
So, getting to that. Also, we have live shows on sale.
Not on our website.
Not on
our website got hacked.
That means we're big now.
That's what our website
does. Go to our Instagram, our link tree on our Instagram,
yeah.
And you will be able to choose all of those cities. The first one's coming up is June 16th, Mother Poodle's birthday in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's a bitch getting in there. You fuckers.
Oh, Ohio.
I'm going to have a lot to say about this first step on the
Ohio
apology tour.
Ohio is already fucking us. Let me look because I just want to get it correct. We're going to be quickly Columbus, Ohio, Detroit, Michigan, Minneapolis, Phoenix, San Francisco, Dallas, Austin, San Diego, Salt Lake City, and Denver. So if one of those are your cities, if you can't find a Linktree link, just Google Reality Gaze.
We're here in your town.
Yeah, if you put Reality Gaze in Denver, it'll come up.
Yeah. So let's jump right into the show. Before
yes.
we do that, you can fast forward. This is probably about like 3 or 4 minutes.
Have a lot to talk about.
I was asked to do this by a bunch of sissies, and I watched what's this? Oh, I watched a little bit of the Eurovision finale. I'm a fan. It's
you
on
tell
Peacock
me to watch
now.
And I forgot.
It's on Peacock now. The semifinal, they are worth a watch. It is European gay pop craziness, and it is so decadent. Johnny Weir is hosting it.
Yeah, I bet he's a great host.
He's really funny.
Oh, good.
How we found this out, you're like, you know, the gay skater. I'm like, which one? And we had to go through four.
There was four. Yeah, we finally got there.
So these are my tipsy thoughts while watching the Eurovision. This is my... Poodle's Eurovision purview.
Okay. Poodle
Europe.
Yep. Europe. Again, fast forward 5 minutes if you don't want to hear 10.
If the host, they always host by like 3 Eurotrash celebrities.
Yeah.
And this was Stefano, what's his name? I can't remember his name. He was hot. Or Alessandro. I think he's an actor. And Laura Pausini, who is a singer. I'm going to get hate for that because I thought she sounded awful. And Mika.
I know who that is. I've heard of Mika.
I can be bold like, yes, you know who that
yeah.
is. I
mean, super crazy thin and kind of androgynous
yes.
looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not, but I think he's less gay than he was.
Is he still gay?
I don't know if he is or not. I think he'd have to be.
He's made so much money from those TikTok videos.
I agree.
Really good.
I need to talk about this. Don't waylay me.
Okay.
All right. So, I start off. These are tipsy thoughts. Some of these may make sense. Some of these may not.
Great.
Laura is wearing a Clinique coat. She started out in red, went to white, and now is blue. Wait, that's the French flag. Never mind, there's yellow. It looks like she got caught in a rainstorm. Now it's black with red gloves. Is this all her hits? Well, that's sad. I didn't say they were nice. Mika is wearing the same suit this whole time in every single color. It looks like something from Rosie O'Donnell's closet.
Oh.
Czech Republic. Now I'm talking about the acts. Wet Hair again. This song is called Where Are You Now? If you have to ask, not a great sign. I don't think it's enough, and this feels like a bad early 2000s lesbian track. Romania. This guy looks like that Latin queen at Cobra who dances.
Oh! I remember the one with the teeth?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Also looks like a pig belt buckle that around his, but it's too big. Looks like a bad show choir number that they gave the gay guy because he needed something to do.
Hey, is that a dig? Is that a dig?
Portugal. Bunch of ladies singing in a moon drum circle. They've all seen each other's pussies. This is the staff of a really ridiculous new age spa in Malibu. Lots of flowing robes.
Wow.
Finland. Do we have to talk about this dated bullshit? It's like the guy having the it imagery with the balloon at the beginning. He's 20 years old to be wearing this, 20 years too old to be wearing this outfit and makeup. It stops being cute and we can see your receding hairline. I'm a bitch.
You are. You're a bitch.
He's got one of those bodies that you know they work hard for, but no one wants to see.
Oh,
20-something girls have thrown themselves on that body with terrible sexual results.
Wow.
This is mean. Switzerland. Looks and sounds like a cross between Ellen and Tom Waits.
Wow.
This song is called Boys Do Cry.
They do.
Meh.
Meh.
I'm getting major Lea Delaria vibes.
Okay.
If I didn't hear him singing, I would assume he's on a lesbian comedy tour. This style of singing was popular 15 years ago when Mumford & Sons did it. His hair reminds me of Jonathan Brandis, and now I'm sad thinking about Sequest and him killing himself.
Okay. Y'all just go to Take It or Fake It for the apologies.
France! First, the Big Five. Now, the Big Five, y'all, is because they pay so much money to advertisers, they don't have to go to the semifinals, which I think is fucked, and I've always thought is fucked.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a song in Breton language, and there's three girls and a really hot French guy. Where am I? He's wearing lots of eye makeup and dancing around. This music sucks, but I don't care. Talk dirty to me, you French motherfucker, and lots of loose clothing. Okay, this is underwhelming. This is the best all of France has. Who cares? They're zooming out on him, and I'm in love. There's a there's green fire around the stage, and I don't understand this imagery at all. Again, who cares? This guy's gorgeous.
Wow.
He was hot, though. Norway. This is a fake joke group.
Wow.
Give the wolf a banana. I actually like this song, but that's not what the contest's about. I guess they need something to fend off that seasonal depression of 18 hours of darkness. The guys are tall, and I kind of want to see if they have big dicks. Armenia. This is that Snap song that I saw. She's a big girl with a catchy song, and I'm here for it. I don't think she's going to win. Also, American audiences would never be happy with everyone doing the same thing twice.
I am so glad that you aren't a vlogger or a blogger.
Duo of two guys. This harmony is bad. Really bad. One's wearing a suit and the other a jewel-encrusted jumpsuit. Looks like something at Vegas, but like way down the strip. I don't think I can forgive them for these terrible vocals. And also them mouthing words to one another like they want to fuck each other. Are they friends? Are they in a relationship? Then why are they singing the song to each other? It looks like one wants to lick the other's face. Nope, never mind. Now we're going into a weird rap part. Pass. Maybe they kiss at the end like that group Tattoo. Remember them, the Russian girls? All the things you said.
And they would kiss at the end?
They would kiss at the end of the song. That was their thing. And I just went, wait, no, they didn't kiss. Who cares?
What would your mother think?
I thought this would be nicer, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Spain.
Wow.
Chanel. She's more of an actress than a singer. Not a thing you want to hear.
This looks like a Super Bowl halftime show, but we don't know the song. Bullfighter-esque, which is iffy, coming from Spain. Lots of skin on the guys. It's obviously they can sell it that way, and she can dance. Okay. Netherlands. I wasn't high on the song in the semifinals, and I still don't like it now. Blonde chick with long hair and altered tuxedo jacket. This sounds like a terrible Everlast song.
Wow.
Oh, you know that song? Don't really know what it's like, what it's like. I didn't like it then either.
Okay.
Ukraine. This song looks like something on MTV Raps in 1994, but it's a fucking bop, and I've been singing it all week.
Oh, well, that's good.
It's named after the lead singer's mom, Stefania. God, I love these vocals combined with the rapping and all these costumes. It works for me. They would win if it was up to me. Now they're blowing on a Ukrainian bagpipe. It's a weird year, and they are the ones to beat. Germany. This kid is German-American. He starts off at a keyboard, it goes to a drum pad. Not a great vocal. There's a weird rap spoken thing in the middle. He's hot, but better keep your day job. Lithuania. They were like 25. I'm gonna shorten it.
Wait, 25?
This feels like a Bond theme in
You've
the 60s.
You've got 3 minutes. 3 minutes. We told them 10 minutes.
Greece. I love this woman. This song is called Die Together, though. I would have really loved... 14-year-old Poodle would have loved this. Iceland. Looks like a women's music festival.
Oh, fun.
spoiler alert. Ukraine won, and I was happy.
Oh, well, good. They're kind of the only one you said nice things about. Well, if you're still...
It's Eurovision. It's all garbage.
You're still listening. I'm sorry.
There were, y'all... This competition was invented to keep gay men busy.
It's like, true. That's true. I agree with that. Eurovision, we keep gay men busy.
And also for them being in, to keep gay singers to throw bones to them, or singer dancers. Because a lot of these guys should have been like MCs at a drag show.
Isn't this kind of what the drag version of this wanted to be? Drag Queen of the Universe?
Oh, Queen of the Universe,
which,
yeah.
I like that show.
Was it Queen of the Universe? Yeah.
I didn't watch all of it, but
it's,
I watched like
It's 10. Not, though. It's not the same, but they tried.
But the spectacle of this is
yes,
unbelievable, because
yes,
there's more money than Jesus.
Yes. That is it. That is my Eurovision purview.
Poodle's Eurovision purview.
I don't think it really worked, but I enjoyed it.
Go ahead and delete that note. I don't think we'll be revisiting that one again. Think it's if you have any comments, questions, concerns about Poodles,
you can go to Jake It or Fake It.
Go to Jake It or Fake It. Feel free to leave off the Matt Maher. Don't need to read them.
I would highly encourage Eurovision watching, though. It's really fun.
It's fun. It is. I mean, I imagine
now we can get the show pain after 26 minutes.
Wow.
I only said 5 minutes. It was about that long.
All right, y'all. Let's talk about Emily and Kobe.
Cut. My Drizzly order is going to come soon.
What? Y'all, we have to stop the show because Poodles. I'm not. This is on camera. We have to stop the show because Poodles, after that long diatribe of fucking Eurovision, now I can't talk about Emily and Kobe because his Drizzly order is here. Fuck this. We're taking a commercial. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back!
All right, Emily and Kobe.
I got
Kobe.
My drizzly order. Emily and Kobe.
Let's do this.
We're pumping.
Get those boobies pumping.
Got milk.
Now, so
this is, I just want to say, this is still day one.
Yeah, this is still day one.
This is the first day. We're on like 3 days with everyone else.
Yeah. Let me just say this. We've said this before at the beginning of the episode. We don't have a problem with women pumping, breast pumping during that.
Keep talking. I'm just going to fix our light.
I don't think in this day and age that... What are you doing?
Fixing the light. Oh. You had it turned just towards you.
Didn't know I didn't.
And you had light
I have these
on
two
you.
Over here.
Uh-huh.
It's if her family is comfortable with it, for us, that's all we need to say.
My dad never would have liked it. He would have been old school. So, yeah. And I'm not saying that's right, but I'm just saying that.
No, my mother would go, can't she put something over herself?
And I always say
and
that
my mother
because
loves breastfeeding.
Some of our listeners are not. And guess what? There's a lot of different opinions on this. It doesn't fucking matter because it's not your body.
Yeah, it's not your family.
It's the mother. It's Emily's family. It's what they're. And I, you know, I'm all about accepting new cultures and all that, but I actually thought Emily handled it and her dad handled it fine.
I thought it was really smart of the dad and mom not to get involved.
Okay, they're so far, and I feel like I'm going to regret this. They're the most rational.
You had a problem with them last episode, though.
I did, but the way they're well, not the last, the first episode.
Oh, okay.
I still don't like them. I get where they were coming from. I feel like what I have a problem with is I do think that they have they've taken care of Emily so much that
Emily
definitely is spoiled, and I do have a problem with what they say later in this episode. But right now, I thought they handled it great. How they were kind of like, let's just stay out of this, and for the most part, at the dinner, the way they behaved was wonderful compared to like if we look at of how like Jabri's mother is acting and other mothers in the past. But I also don't love that they're all kind of like Emily's the boss. I want to be like, it's not Emily's house. It's your house.
We were mostly talking about their reaction to Kobe.
Yes,
before.
Yeah, their reaction to Kobe.
But he's basically saying, if you don't watch the episode, you guys, he's basically saying, do you have to do that now? It's disrespectful to do that in front of your parents. Can you go? I thought the worst thing to say is, can you go to the basement? And
I didn't
course,
like any of this.
She
no.
reacted not well to any of that. And I think,
I think she was.
Well, I should say she didn't react, well. But she just kind of went, what do you mean? I think what a lot of people respond to about her face, her tongue is huge. And it just sits there in her mouth like this.
Yeah, like I have a tongue thrust too. I have a big tongue too.
Never had any complaints.
Ew!
I can touch my nose,
maybe
too.
Maybe that's why. Maybe she reminds me of you.
Maybe. And my chin.
Anyway, so he basically says in Africa, he's like, can we try it that way? In Africa, women will be more discreet. And your father's right there. And she's like, he doesn't care. This is what I've been doing. The dad comes over and I thought he was going to say something and he doesn't, thank goodness. But he says, I will say this, you guys. When people use this expression, know that it is almost always riddled with judgment. The phrase, I wasn't brought up like that, usually means that...
You were brought up wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if there's any way you can say something without saying the phrase, I wasn't brought up like that, it implies that not that you're just doing something wrong. And what's worse is you were raised incorrectly. I mean, so you're also talking about the parents.
You could say, oh, I wasn't, you know, my parents weren't around and my brother and I just raised ourselves in a barn. So I just wasn't brought up that way. That's a different intention.
It's almost always.
But so I'm just, yeah. There is a, but it, the intention he was saying it really was kind of like was a shaming intention.
Yeah. Then we just jump right into him saying...
And I just want to say, then I was like, okay, dude, step back. You're out of your league here. It's her house. But you know what? I'll give you this because maybe that is a cultural thing for you. And then he said, I think what you're about to say.
So how long are you going to breastfeed? And I went, oh, we're going to talk about this a lot.
No, no. Now he's telling her how long to breastfeed. And then it finally... comes out in his testimonial. What this has been all along is, I don't want to share the boobies with my son. I want to be able to kiss on my wife's or my fiance's boobies.
Where my son's mouth wasn't.
Which helped give essential nutrients and sustenance to my baby to live.
And
where I went, fuck you.
I would love to somehow defend this, but I cannot. No.
I don't think this is the worst thing we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé. And I started asking myself that because I realized I had a lot of I feel sorry for a lot of women in our country and around the world because I think of how many times have you heard...
It's like you're pledging allegiance.
I'm clutching my pearls, rather. How many times have you heard at your kitchen table or at somebody else's kitchen table... people talking about another woman breastfeeding, about what she's supposed to do with that when it's not even their child? Or
I haven't heard a ton of it, but
I heard a lot of it.
I heard a lot of my mother saying,
not from my mother,
should be breastfeeding.
I didn't hear it a lot from my mother. My mother, I will say, has never been. She was, yeah. And even with my daughter-in-law, she was like, do whatever you want.
My mother's a big breastfeeding advocate.
But my mother has been all the time, do whatever is good for you.
Yeah.
But I've heard so many in my friend's circle of people talk about this. And so it kind of felt like a knife to my stomach that Emily is probably, pardon me, I'm not getting choked up. I was just getting choked. Emily's probably heard this, and then she has to fucking hear this on the first day from the guy that's supposed to be her potential husband.
See,
that sucks.
I don't think she's heard that a lot because I don't think she goes out a lot.
Well, it was COVID when she had COVID.
But I think they have a very...
Coben? It was Coben.
I think they have a very insular family.
Yeah, I think
and
so, too.
But anyway, it does not end well. And she basically...
She says my dad doesn't care and all that. And dad does say, I don't care.
And she basically says, I'm going to lose my shit on you.
The dad even went in then and said, the longer the better.
Yeah.
And she just said... She basically said, I'm taking care of my son. And she says, you know... why don't you just go in? All she said was, why don't you just go in there and help your future mother-in-law make dinner?
It
was passive aggressive.
It was, well, she actually did say, she said, go help my mom cook dinner.
She did say that. I didn't think anything about it at all.
Well.
And he immediately bristled and said, stop controlling me.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is like, we're seeing in the first 4 hours of the meeting how this is going to be a total battle of cultures here. Of stubbornness.
Here's what I think. Because I'm going to tell you.
What's that noise?
What noise?
It's like do 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 do. Is there something on your
Never mind.
I'll just get past it. If something is playing on your phone or something.
No, everything's on Do Not Disturb. It's on. Somebody just called me like 2 minutes ago or 10 when you were telling that fucking Eurovision. I had two calls. You didn't hear a damn thing when you're going on about that.
That's true. I thought, what am I saying? To me, it feels like they were basically on vacation time. So, of course, he wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Nothing is serious until...
She wasn't either.
You have... Exactly. And so she was saying, I've never seen him do anything like this because what you were doing wasn't real life.
And when you did, I think they talked a lot on Skype or Zoom or wherever, but... Never, it was still always fun conversation because they didn't talk about money. They haven't talked about any serious conversations.
Yeah, but being
like, hasn't he also? We've seen this kid. He's like, when he's hungry, he's like, boobs, let's go.
Right.
Like, digging his face in there. So, wouldn't she like be holding him and holding Coben and talking to their dad, his dad?
I don't know.
Breastfeeding him while they.
I also want to talk about later on the bed
talk?
When she says he nurses to sleep. I actually spoke to my mom about this morning.
Oh, yeah?
And she says that's something that you do. She's like, but you need to wean that off quick because then they just do it as a distraction. It's not about – it's like that's part of the process. She's like, then it just becomes something to do.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I personally
– She's like, it's a good way to get your kid to shut up.
Is that why I need to fall asleep with a dick in my mouth?
Yes.
Because I'm right off.
But she said that was a thing that when she, my mother was La Leche League, and she's like, that was a thing they told you, know when your kid is hungry and when he's bored.
Ah.
And to separate that. I'm not being judgmental.
Tell my boyfriend I'm not hungry at night.
But
I'm just bored.
But I'm saying that I brought that up to her and she goes, oh yeah, people, that's a thing. People do that.
You're going to get your mother into this show and she's going to start calling you. Chapered. Yeah.
But she said, it makes sense to me because that would, because sometimes you were so tired, you would just, that was a way to get them calmed down.
Mm. I kind of wasn't not even thinking about the baby breastfeeding anymore because I was just thinking about this woman wanting to kick out the father of this baby the first night he arrives in this country and making him sleep in another bed.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
And the disgustingness of that.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know. I'm not a mother. I'm not a father. So I know kids' schedules is a big thing. So y'all come at me nicely. But come at me nicely if I'm totally stepping out of this because I know schedule's a big thing. But I feel like after 2 years, when someone's father and he is willingly to come, you're going to have a couple of rough nights. You're just going to have a growing period where it's not going to be great.
Or
is this your phone? Please tell me this is your phone that's been talking. Please tell me it's been your phone.
It is my phone the whole time.
Apology accepted.
I'm sorry.
Wow. His phone has been, he's been talking to the fucking drizzly person. this person's going, some person's talking about breastfeeding and boobs this whole time.
I don't know what was happening.
Maybe they enjoyed your Eurovision.
Let's hope so.
Or, I don't know, that was after. But anyway, I just want to say, but come at me. But to me, my feeling was, you're going to have a rough week. It's going to be a hard week of adjusting, and that's what you do.
I just thought, give them a day. Give them 1 day to do it just for him to spend the time. I get schedules too, but maybe decide we can sleep late if Coben doesn't do it.
And, it's not like they both have jobs the next day.
Exactly. I don't think this was about that at all.
No, because she would have bought a bigger bed like he asked her.
This was about her laying down the law of what she thought. This is how we're going to raise our kid, and you're going to have little to no input.
Yeah, this is true. I'm going to look up some.
Yeah, and honestly, and I kind of, I can understand where she starts feeling this way, but She is not asking for his input at all.
There's no excuse. Yep. I just looked this up because I thought it wasn't far. Salina, Kansas is only 3 hours and 30 minutes from Oklahoma City. And you know what's in Oklahoma City. Mathis Brothers. You could get a queen size or king size bed for $5.99. You could get your Ashley headboard with your Sealy mattress from the fucking Mathis Brothers.
Hope it's not an upholstered headboard. You know how I feel.
Anyway, I'm just saying there's no fucking excuse for them to buy a cheap ass bed just for them to sleep in.
Let's just talk about the finish. Let's finish that and we'll go back to the dinner.
Okay. Yeah.
So
sorry,
I
got activated like hugs.
He is where it starts is she's like, don't wild him up. He's going to bed. And all I can think of is maybe save this for when we sit down and talk about our kids' nighttime rituals instead of, it's almost like she needs to, it's the same thing when she was telling him, I don't know if you caught it last week, I wrote it down but I didn't say it, when she was saying, don't touch his feet, don't do those things to my baby. She even fucks up and says, my baby this time. And it feels very defensive about him even being there. And what's interesting is I think she's realized I've really created this bond with my kid that's only mine. And my parents can come in the bubble, but no one else can.
Yeah.
And I think she's got a rude awakening ahead of her.
Which I think is a natural thing to do. She was probably upset that she was having this baby on her own. She probably missed what. So, yeah. But I think you're dead on. This is a rude awakening to her. I feel for her in that this is a hard situation to adjust to. But the way she's going about this seems so just not caring about his feelings at
all. Well, it's part of it's the doublespeak of her saying, I can't wait for Kobe to meet Coben.
Because
I can't wait to see my father interact with the child. And it's such lip service because you really don't want that.
And so this is kind of what maybe they are perfect for each other, because I think what's worse, demeaning your wife and trying to shame her about breastfeeding, or not letting your father see their child after they haven't seen them ever in their whole life and making them spend a night fucking you?
Yeah, making you like,
each one of those like things a pin cushion. To me are deplorable things to spring on a person.
Yep, agree. And then she says, you're distracting him. From what?
I get it
that you have a night routine, but come on. Let him have one night.
But also, just explain it to him, not in a reactive way. Like, I babysat before when I was in high school and stuff. In middle school, I'd babysit people's kids. And it's their parents would say, so when we do, like, put him to bed, this is what we do. And there wasn't no explanation. She just is kind of like, I get it. She's tired too, but he's the one that's traveled so far.
Yeah, but you weren't that baby's father.
No, yeah. And I mean, but even with me, they explain that. So, but yes. But I'm just saying she could have said, like, hey, when it's bedtime, we don't try to play with him as much. We try to be like, she didn't explain any of that. She just kind of said, come on, we're going to bed.
You're right.
And then when he had a trying to bond with his child, she's like slapping his hand, saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Emily, you're Coben's mother, not Kobe's mother.
See, to me, it feels even more sinister than that. It feels like she needs to, like she's the one who's going to decide how he interacts with her child.
Oh, I think for sure, I don't think she, and I think it's Americanism, a lot of it, in that she feels like she has nothing to prove. And she really doesn't, because nobody's ever going to take away the baby from her.
No.
She's the mother, and the baby was born here.
Yeah. What do you mean by Americanism?
Because she lives in America, and the baby's born here, and she has, like, the upper hand. That she has way less or nothing to lose if this doesn't work out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Kobe has everything to lose.
And I think
that
she
I'm
likes...
I'm not saying he does. I'm saying she feels that
no,
way.
No, I think she likes being that way.
Yeah.
As we see in dinner... When grandma says, you need to learn, we do what Emily does. And I think
Because Emily's probably gotten her way by throwing some type of histrionic fight or
fit. And her
fit,
parents always give in.
And they give in to her.
Because it was great the way the parents acted hands off. However,
yep,
with their fight earlier, I bet you that's that what they've done with Emily the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's total that, like, what we call it, that kind of WASP way of not ever talking about things. I think things are covered up in this.
Yeah.
Not covered up, but I just think they don't talk about all of her woohoo times in the past with different guys. They just go, oh, Emily.
Well, no, she's the loser. So they think the family loser. So they have to spend twice as much work.
I think more delicate flower. She's a delicate flower that they don't ever want to touch. They don't ever want to challenge. Or
but,
maybe both.
But they shade her.
But maybe both. But only when they shade her, but it's only... We'll see. I mean, we'll see if they have arguments and disagreements with her this season.
You can just tell, though, the parents treat both their daughters very differently. It just tells you... Because Madeline is very put together. Bangs, otherwise known as Bangs.
Bangs.
And anyway, they have that dinner. They just talk a little bit about Cameroon and having French and English ancestry. And
this
never,
conversation was great.
And it never really went anywhere. I did say it was so interesting when he said, my dad was never married to my mom. I was fathered out of wedlock. And he said, and he was never my role model. And that's why I want to really make sure I have that with my son.
He wants to stop the cycle.
And it's like...
Like Susan Powell. No,
Stop
the insanity. You feel for him. And in that moment, I think like... I feel like Kobe's a good guy and he wants to do the right thing. I just don't know if... And I feel like Emily is a good person, too. She's just she's wrapped in this just spoiledness. And I think if she ever, ironically, if they ever can learn to, I think they're both stubborn. I think they're both really stubborn, and there's not going to be a lot of compromising on their end. It's going to be a lot for them. I know we originally said we didn't think they had a lot of problems. I look at that differently now. I think they're going to have a lot of problems over not even big situations because they're both going to be very stubborn, I think.
Then what do you think it is also, and I think she thinks she's being cute, but she keeps referring to the fake ring that he got her and brings it up in front of her family. As many times, it's almost like
shut up.
Throwing him out under the bus and reminding us that he's good for nothing.
Yeah, just and shut up, Emily. Emily, you'll get a ring when Coben is five.
Yeah.
When he's gotten a... To me, it's like, what is more... I don't get that. To me...
That is intentionally hurtful for him.
It's intentionally hurtful, and it's also, I think, Emily is just short-sighted. And I think she's not looking at the... For me, I would say, honey, don't buy me a ring. Spend $1,000 on a vocational school.
She will never, ever say that.
But that's what I'm saying, what I mean by short-sighted. She doesn't see the long game. She just wants a ring. And like, I don't fucking care about a ring.
I feel like
we're past getting me engagement ring. You let him knock you up and you had his baby. Welcome to real life, spoiled child. She's 29.
I feel like we all know Emily. There was an Emily in my high school.
And either the Emilys we know, either life dick slapped them in the face and they had a rude awakening and they became really probably good people and rose up to the occasion of life, or they're stuck in the same and they're still 50 years old and they're terrible and they're raising terrible spoiled children.
Yeah.
That's the two thing I could think of.
Yep. Yep. Anyway.
Anyway. I just got your shirt because it says Sasquatch.
I wore
sassy.
This on tour.
It's a sassy squatch if you're looking on the intimate portrait. If you're sitting right by Poodle's shirt right here.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Stop it.
What a breastfeed from me? Mm-mm. Ooh. Ooh.
Stop it.
Where's something I can stop?
Okay. Moving on.
You can milk me if you suck hard enough.
Oh, bleh. Let's talk about...
something that's less gross to me than that, which is saying
ropes of semen.
Bilal,
as I was saying,
and Shida, shall we speak to?
Ugh.
Okay, y'all.
Again, the amount of, it's almost like someone says every time the camera comes into a room, they say, Shida, look busy. Do something. Just clean that. Because I think that she's desperate when she's on camera to be doing things. And I think she's an awkward person.
I think she's awkward, and she does act like she doesn't want to be on television.
Yeah. But weirdly, I think she thinks it will help her career in life.
Because all of her Instagram stuff, they're not videos. They're
interesting.
They're pictures. Very different.
So, y'all, she loves his house. She's meeting.
I'm in heaven.
She's meeting his kids, which she's probably thinking, oh, these fuckers for real.
For real.
Yusuf and Zaina. And
they meet. God, I can't. By the way, I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this. This house is awful.
Yeah, it is.
And And sissies were like,
it has model home written all over it.
Model home, and it has daylight LEDs all fucking over it. Oh, God, y'all. It's just, it's abysmal.
And so they all come, and Bilal's like, family hug. And everyone kind of just tries to huddle together.
Yeah.
And then they call her a bonus mom, which is a term I've heard before. I just, doesn't do anything for me.
It actually kind of, made my stomach turn, and I don't know why. And then I thought, well, Matt, maybe you don't need to have an opinion.
It sounds sister wifey to me.
It just, I don't know. I feel like, but I guess some people just don't like the term stepmom.
Yeah.
But I'm not one of those, like, it's the same time people that don't want to be called grandma or grandpa. Like, if I had grandchildren, I would be fine with them calling me grandpa or grandfather.
There's a really complicated thing that happens when one parent marries another person and the other parent is still alive.
Oh yeah.
But I think you always called, oh, we're cold.
I got chilled, y'all.
I think you
had to get a blanket.
You called your step parents by their first names, right?
Well, but I was an adult, yes.
Yes.
Very much as an adult.
What would have happened if you would have been a kid? What do you think?
No, but I would, like, for my dad's second wife, because she was around a long time, and my mom's second husband, on, like, Mother or Father's Day, I would get them those cards that said, to my stepmom or stepdad.
I think that's okay.
Yeah.
The third
time around, I told my parents, you're on your fucking own.
I agree, though. Stepfather, stepmother is never the best terminology, just how it's depicted in popular culture. But
thanks, Cinderella.
This is one thing where, again, I'm not associated with this. I think it has to come from the kids.
I do think that.
I did not like her just saying, why don't you call me Mother Umi?
When she said that, I went, whoa. So this is what I like about, this is what 90 Day Fiancé does well. So they show us the crazy of one person, Bilal, and yep, we're like, oh my God, hate him. They did this with Kobe. Hate him, can't believe this. And then we see her do this and I go, whoa. Is she not realistic as well? Because that seems really just a bit on the delusional side that, because she promoted and said, oh, I have nieces or nephews and I play with them. I'm really great with kids. Y'all, she's not good with kids.
I don't like games.
Yeah. When the kids said, I actually have to give it to Bilal's children, yeah, they were
very normal.
They not only very normal, they were wonderful to her.
And cordial to her.
And very polite and very open.
They weren't pulling Olivia and Kinsley's.
No, on season 5 of our class list, y'all.
No, also, I think if I was Olivia or Kinsley, I wouldn't have been nice to Luis either.
No, but they didn't even give him a chance.
No.
So the fact when his son says, hey, do you want to go play a game or something? And she goes,
Shida, you got to show you can hang. Like, that's when, if a family brought me in and I was the stepmom, and they would be like, even the Baroness Schrader from Sound of Music played ball, and she was terrible.
Yeah, or even Vicky from Parent Trap, who just died, RIP actress. She went camping with Haley Mills.
You've got to try so the kids can play jokes and make you realize that
they're not right for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. She could have.
There was no effort on her part. It's fucking pool.
Now, did you see Shida hold the pool cue with the things, with the railing the wrong way, and the chalk side was just,
Yeah, she didn't know.
Also, did you happen to notice on the way in the sign outside the pool room?
It said man cave.
And you buy those at Hobby Lobby.
You do.
If you had any...
Speaking of women's rights, we can't shop at Hobby Lobby.
Any misconceptions about Bilal being an absolute douchey asshole, hopefully this will tip the scales.
Well, no. Think about it. You've been some basement rooms that said man cave on it.
It's a different kind of man cave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just, also, when he says, I like your man cave, that is different.
Oh, that's different than, different than his fraternity. Although, like his man cave, you did have fraternity paddles on your wall.
Yes.
Yes, been there.
Slightly used.
Slightly, like his. Only personal thing in the house, by the way. We've seen nothing personalized to him except for those fraternity paddles and like some sports stuff.
The whole scene, and I wrote, I'm about to jump out of my skin during this scene.
Did you feel like, for me, I was watching it, and I felt like Shida was the same age as the kids almost.
Yes.
Like she felt emotionally, and the part that...
You mean, and also the fact he was wearing a three-piece suit during playing pool?
Yes.
He couldn't take off his fucking jacket?
He came from work. I know. This is what bothered me the most, though. The most out of this entire thing. So they ask, they're just talking. Kids come up. The daughter asks, do you want any kids? And normally this is not appropriate. And
I guarantee you the kids were pushed.
They probably
are
kids. But also kids when they're younger also just ask these things.
Yeah, they will.
And I think Shida handled that. She said the right. She said, well, yes, but that's more of a question for your father because she meant it as shady. I would have said it like, oh, and kind of brushed off the situation.
But I was like, no, I think it's a question for you.
No, that you actually said that better than what he said. He said, no, they're asking you questions, young lady. And he called Shida young lady.
I thought that was to his daughter.
No.
Oh.
I think that was to Shida. At least that's what I got.
He was calling his daughter that. Never mind.
I don't think so. Y'all said,
yikes.
Because I thought, how would you feel if some guy you were with called you young?
It doesn't surprise me at all.
But young lady. Because I thought I would want to be called young man.
In Bridgerton cosplay.
Oh, no.
I would prefer madam.
Oh, fuck, this backfired. I really meant to just say it. You've been called young lady many a times. But for me, if someone called me young man, my partner would not call me that. I think. Oh, God.
I'm okay with that, too. What? At the right situation. Hello, young man.
This show is buffoonery.
You've been having good marks all semester.
Stop it!
Do you want to see what we do for good marks? Bend over.
Stop! Stop!
Thank you, headmaster! And I do call you headmaster.
All right, so Shia's calling her sister.
Judai.
Also, this bathroom and bedroom are fucking disgusting. Horrendous. Oh, it looks so gross. Anyway, she calls her sister, and this is where I feel like, for me, I got a bit of Shida in that. Shida does hold, I think, in talking to her sister, the way who's somebody she's very comfortable with, she kind of is crying, but did you notice how she's crying? She's really trying to stop herself from crying. I think Shida holds everything in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and so that's going to be a problem because Bilal is showing you, I don't know, whoever, but not who the real Bilal is because he's a fucking sociopath. They are the worst combination of people for one another.
I still say I have this great fear
that this is going to be a couple who we see is fine, and we are treated to them on Instagram living a perfect life. And we all know it's not.
Because Bilal needs to be somebody who keeps it real. Like, what's her name on You and Me and My Ex? Lethal.
Lethal.
But who was the woman that called her Lethal?
Oh. The one with the eyelash that went the other way.
Yeah, blonde
God,
hair.
Who what I was loved. Her name?
But she kind of kept it fucking real.
Oh.
Like, that's what Bilal needs, but he'll never date that.
God, bring back that foursome.
Oh.
Oh. And I didn't... Jack, I can't remember all their names now.
I don't know if that show got renewed. I don't really love that show.
Y'all, no.
You, Me, My Ex. The gay guy and the girl that ended up getting married. Y'all, they just had a fucking baby. Full on.
I mean, live your life. But he gay.
He gay.
It's gay. And he may be bisexual.
Well, he was gay. He was with a man.
But... He, honey, he likes men.
He does.
He's, I wonder if it was through natural means they
yeah, I
got
think
pregnant.
They fucked. Yeah.
That,
I'm sure
that whole.
I'm sure if he listens to Beyonce's Love on Top, he can get hard. Which is a great song.
After
by the way.
Fourth key change, he's like, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
I can do it.
And that last key change brings them across the line.
Well, yeah. Wow. Yes, you.
That's exactly what happened.
But Fittery, the show. By the way. I love that Beyonce song.
I love that song,
That's
too.
That's a great song.
It is only... It's my second favorite Beyonce song, and my first one is Halo.
Oh. That song makes you cry when you really sit and listen to it.
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Have you ever seen her sing it to children at her concerts?
No, I have not.
Oh, she'll have, like, kids that... And they'll either be specially... Or I don't even know the PC term. I don't know if we say
special needs
now or special needs. But... She'll just start singing to them and start singing about their halo. And it's very beautiful.
I've never seen her live.
I have. My partner saw her at the Rose Bowl. And I was out of town. I think I was in Oklahoma or something.
So you're just going off secondhand knowledge.
No, the videos of her singing to kids.
I
There's
see.
All these videos. But no, I will go and see her when she comes around again.
I'd
sure.
like to.
Unless it's Coachella. I'm not driving out there.
The sister basically says, she's talking about the fact that Bilal keeps pushing off, and it's true. He finds a different way to say, he'll say, they keep saying, we'll see.
Well,
we'll see.
No, 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 no. And also, well, yes, it's yes. And Shida, we wondered about this last episode. Shida said she asked him when he was in Trinidad if he wanted to have kids.
Sure, I could have another kid
said,
or two.
Sure, I could have two kids. And now he's telling her a totally different story. God.
Y'all.
That's where the difference of
how
Emily
dare
really
you
bothers
do this to
me.
This woman.
Emily is a spoiled brat, I think, with a good heart, but it's just really fucking spoiled. This guy is evil.
I wish I could take you back to our first episode with Emily.
I know. I liked her. I liked her. I'm still rooting for her. I'm rooting for any couple that has a baby like this, if they can come together.
I wish I'd go back to our first episode with Big Ed, too, because I was like, eh, a little bit. But I'm like, but who knows?
Hey.
Yeah. But anyway, she's
we
like,
all Mike Jimena.
Oh,
we,
yeah.
Sometimes Jimena. We're wrong.
So I get to see, they're like,
Mark K. Sometimes we're wrong.
I'm not, I know. I,
build up some, they didn't work, they broke up.
Wait, no, we can be wrong, but we don't, I'm saying about people. I don't dislike
I know, but you said
them.
Love wouldn't survive at all, and they're not together anymore. How do you feel about that?
I don't. Why are you trying to turn that around for me? I'm still hurting with the night.
Y'all, that's
together.
Love in paradise.
Although I don't think he's that good of a guy. So I think she's better off with someone
I think
else.
So too. Love in Paradise is coming back soon,
June 1st.
We're
or
covering
June 10th,
that on
June
our
10th.
Patreon and Supercast, by the way. And then when it comes out on TLC, we'll drop it on kind of like what we're doing the Single Life right now. That drops.
I just want to say one more thing about Shida, and she said she was talking to her sister, and she says, I got to see all of you had families, and I got to see all of you do that and be the aunt. And now, I don't know if it's going to happen for me. What do I do?
Heartbreaking.
Honey, you go back home and just start
like
over.
Her daughter's, like her mom said, get your backside back here.
Yeah, she, as her sister said, you can have one of mine. I really like her sister. I like Shida.
I'm like Shida. I just...
But I do see, I think it's not what, it's not if and or. So it's like, if I come at Shida about something, it's not saying I'm Bilal's right. No, he's a monster. Yeah. But I'm saying what it's...
It's not zero sum.
Yeah,
mean.
What's the worst thing too is that it seems like so far what we're seeing, I bet Shida really plans out her life.
Yeah.
And she's like Hubs, not this summer, not Hub... not hot Hub House summer, but last summer when right. Lindsay had a list of in a timeline, and
God
Shida,
bless,
ooh, that's not going to work out well for her.
That's the show.
That's oh, we're not going to do another one. Okay,
no. Yeah.
All right, yo. We were going to do another couple.
Like when I go, that's the show.
But y'all, we're gonna. Who were we going to talk? We were talking about Ari and Benny, but
Ari and Benny,
we'll push them to episode two. Everybody, so.
I talked for 5 minutes about Eurovision.
5 minutes. 15.
No,
I
no.
looked at the clock.
I'm
going to
clock.
Minutes.
No, you're not. Yeah, you're
I'm
not being truthful.
You. No, I'm telling you. I can't
it was
say
8 minutes, if that.
Hey, that's fine because I got an Oklahoma story on part two, and you're not going to be able
no.
to say a word.
No, 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 no.
Everybody, come see us live again. Go to our website. It's not up right now, so go to our Linktree link in our. That's on our TikTok link. That's on our, I think it's on our Twitter, but it's definitely on our Instagram.
It's on our Instagram.
It's also just in the show notes of this episode that you're listening to. It says, go
well,
to,
how about
it's
that?
So just scroll down to the notes and click on there and come see us live. VIP is selling out in some places. But overall, I still think, except for Dallas, it's getting...
Dallas and San Francisco.
San Francisco, the regular seats are getting closer to yeah. sold out too. So if you want to get that... For a Pride kickoff in San Francisco.
Pride kickoff.
You better get on it. All right, everybody. We call these people...
I'm going to be punted like a football later that weekend.
Wow. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you're going to have sex, you got to suck her boobs. That's what happens. Right?
That is what happens.
So if you say... When we have sex, I must suck her boobs.
Yeah.
Call us.
Call us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.